What you're hearing is Neil Young, of course, Heart of Gold, one of the great songs, at least by my book. His only top 20 hit ever. It began a three-week run today, March the 18th, 1972. This day in history, March the 18th, in 1834, have you ever heard of the Tolpuddle Martyrs? Well, probably have not. Most people haven't. The Tolpuddle Martyrs in Dorset, England, were six laborers who decided they wanted to start a union. Well, as soon as they started a union, they were banished to Australia to the penal colony for 7 years. But here's the interesting part. They started the Friendly Society of Agricultural Laborers, a friendly society. So their friendly society got them sent to Australia to a penal colony. But what happened in return was that in that year, 1834, 800,000 residents, 800,000 people, which would be equivalent to several million right now, of the United Kingdom, signed petitions calling for their release. Take some lessons from the past. On this day in 1850, if you have an American Express card, you can celebrate. That was the start on this day by Henry Wells and William Fargo. Yes, Wells Fargo started American Express. On this day in 1877, Frederick Douglass, who I don't think had an American Express card, was appointed by President Hayes to be Marshal of the District of Columbia. And also, interesting enough, in 1895, from Savannah, Georgia, 200 African-Americans decided they had enough of America, and that colonization society that tried to move people who were held in slavery to Africa, starting as an alternative way to end slavery, continued after the war. But what happened here, the Civil War, that is, what happened here in 1895, that 200 people moved to Liberia, said they had enough. With the end of Reconstruction, they had enough with what happened in America. They had enough with the institutional segregation, and to Liberia they went. Well, this day in 1959, Hawaii became a state. Well, official in August, but that he signed the bill, President Dwight D. Eisenhower did, to say that Hawaii would become a state, a once independent nation, now a state of the United States of America. But if we didn't have Hawaii, we might not have Barack Obama. And this day in 1969, as part of the massive overkill, U.S. B-52 bombers attacked base camps that actually killed hundreds and thousands of civilians in Cambodia in 1969. In 1974, this was the end of the OPEC embargo against the oil going to the United States, Europe, Japan, South Africa, that had been in place since October 73. And this raised prices tremendously throughout the Western Hemisphere, throughout the Western countries, throughout the United States. But they ended it on this day. It was done, actually, this embargo started because of the Fourth Arab-Israeli War. That was the Arab nation's response to that war. This is a day, sadly, in 1982, that Teddy Pendergrass crashed his car and injuring his spinal cord. Never stopped singing, but it was a very tragic day for many people and for him. And this day in 1992 was the beginning of the end of apartheid in South Africa, when white South Africans voted for political reforms that ended apartheid and created a power-sharing, multiracial government that is South Africa today. Now, there was a lot of discussion and argument about what that really did in terms of giving up economic power, but this was the day that was the beginning of the end for apartheid. And on this day was born a really incredible painter. He was born in 1901. Died in 1970, William H. Johnson. This is the man whose paintings went from realism to surrealism to modernistic. One of our great painters. If you aren't familiar with his work, you can go to steinershow.org. We'll make a link so you can see this work of the great William Johnson. Some of his paintings were just at the Lewis Museum downtown. This day in 1922, Fred Shuttlesworth was born. Of course, co-founder of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. John Updike, one of America's great authors, also born on this day. And happy birthday, Queen Latifah, 44 years old today. And that was this day in history, March the 18th. For the rest of this day in history and more information about some of the people we've talked about and the events we've talked about, just go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. We'll be right back.